USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Jussie Smollett has been found guilty of lying about being attacked by Trump supporters. The jury took 9 hours to convict Mr. Smollett. President Biden at the time said what happened to Jussie Smollett must never be tolerated in this country. Vice President Kamala Harris called it a modern-day lynching. Prosecutor Dan Webb after the conviction.
After 1 day of deliberations in which they found Mr. Smollett guilty of virtually all charges of doing exactly what we said he did, of reporting a fake crime to the Chicago Police Department as a real crime.
Jeffrey and Brandy Franz, the parents of two Oxford High School students who survived the November 30th shooting, are suing the Michigan School District for allegedly endangering their children in a pair of lawsuits seeking $100 million each. The lawsuits are aimed at Principal Stephen Wolf and Superintendent Tim Thorne. Famed attorney Jeffrey Feger is representing the family. USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. It really is remarkable. There's more than 400,000 members now who have shared more than $4 billion in medical bills, so they can handle your bills too. And here's the thing, if you join before December 15th, they'll waive your new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second, but call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline, December 15th, so call now and you'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As the numbers don't lie, crime in America is on the rise. At this time, let's focus on Austin, Texas, where residents had a chance to fix the violent issue, but chose not to last month.
As crime continues to rise in cities across the country, Austin, Texas recorded its 88th homicide of the year last week, the most in the city since 59 were reported back in 1984. Texas Republican Congressman Lance Gooden claims Austin government officials are the reason police officers are leaving the city.
Unfortunately, the people of Austin that run that city have worked very hard to talk down to the police and push them out of the city.
City residents voted against a referendum last month that would require the city to have two police officers for every 1,000 people. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thursday Night Football last night saw the Vikings beat the Steelers 36-28. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
On Wednesday, the Senate confirmed Rachel Rollins as Massachusetts United States Attorney. The vote was a dead heat, and Vice President Kamala Harris cast her vote as the tiebreaker to push through President Biden's nomination. Kate Lawson on Fox News describes the road rage incident.
It was pure about abuse of power, and the narrative that has been written by Rachel Rollins in regard to the incident is absurd because she fails to mention that my fiancé was in the passenger seat. He is African American, and she was actually in his face because her car was up to his side of, you know, her car was against his side of the car. So the narrative that she's writing is that I'm going after her because she's a black woman or anything like that is absurd. She impersonated a police officer. I thought she was a police officer.
Rachel Rollins, when approached by news crew Fox 25 in Boston.
You're in front of my house with my children.
We literally just pulled up here.
Yeah, but how do you know where I live?
Oh, it's public record, ma'am.
So as a black woman, in this moment, in this country, you're going to put my house on the screen?
No, ma'am. We're just here approaching you to ask you a question.
Get away from my family. Speak to me at my job. If I get hurt or harmed because of this, you are on the record for that. Or my kids are killed?
Listen.
Who do you think you are? This is private property.
Okay,
get out of here.
Get out.
And you
yeah.
know what I'll do? I'll call the police on you and make an allegation.
Okay.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.